questions. Nothing stopped. Actually, थोड़ा आसान हो जाता है ना. We really don't need to kind of keep on writing. So, sir, to begin with, maybe you can start talking about how did your interest in Dashrat Manji and his story come about? And it's been quite a while, you feel.
Yeah. In India, we seem to recognize the value of people only when they are dead. You know. So I heard about Dashrat Manji for the first time in 2007, when he died. And there were articles all over in magazines about this mountain man who broke a mountain for love. And I read one article, and the instant reaction was, this story needs to be shared. Absolutely instant reaction. What a story. On one hand, you have extreme passion and love. On the other hand, you have this incredible determination and resolve. In the middle is this madness of saying, I'll break down a mountain to carve out a path. And somewhere all this just combined into saying, what an incredible story to tell. And that's the germ. I was doing this film Rang Rasiya at that point of time. So the moment Rang Rasiya finished, we started the research work on the film. And I went there for the recce, to see, look at the location and the actual village where he broke the mountain. And the moment I stood there, as I was mentioning, I couldn't even imagine that somebody could even think of doing it, leave aside doing it, you know. And that too over 22 years of his life, it's just a hammer and a chisel. I couldn't think of a more inspiring story in today's times. I mean, seriously, to me, he is Mr. India. You know, the completely indomitable spirit of India, and poorest to the poor man, from the lowest to the low caste, and defying gods. You know.
So, you know, even before its release, now 21st it's releasing, the Bihari Mountain Man, as he's called, this biopic has become a pole plank of sorts, you know. Mr. Manji has asked Nitish Ji to make it tax free, and it's sort of made into a thing. If he doesn't do that, then so what is your reaction to something like that?
I think this film needs to be seen by everybody. I would like every young man and woman in India to see it. I would actually love every child to see it. You know, it's such an inspiring story. So I wish, because the ticket rates are so ridiculously high in India, that I wish the entertainment tax all over India is exempted. Why just Bihar?
Okay, so the making of Manji was marked by a lot of controversy over rights to make it. So, you want to talk about that?
Well, there were quite a few filmmakers who were inspired by this story and wanting to make it. They had been trying for many, many years. And all the information was in public domain. And we had also done our own research. So on the last day of shooting, we got a notice from a filmmaker who said that he had exclusive rights to make a film on Dashrat Manji's life. And that 4 days before he died in an ICU of terminal cancer, he had put his thumb impression on a document which gave away the exclusive right to this man. And that too 5 years ago, before he died. So. I mean, we had to fight court battles in Bihar. I was in Bihar every 10 days to fight district court to begin with. We took it, had to take it to the High Court. And finally, we won in the High Court, the case where he said that the entire life is in public domain and nobody has an exclusive right to make it, to claim a right to have, to make a film on that.
But, you know, whether it is Mangal Pandey or Rang Rasiya or even now Manji, you go out looking for controversies, or controversies go looking for you?
I think we are all very controversy-infected people. You know, we look at controversies wherever we can find them, and even if we can't find them, we invent them.
Okay. But it's been sort of a...
If you're doing a film on a person who has actually lived, there are bound to be people who feel one way or the other about what you are saying. And when you're condensing a life into 2 hours, there are bound to be choices that you have to make as a filmmaker. But the funny part is that the most of the time, these controversies are generated even without seeing the films. You know? So, what kind of motivations are there? In Mangal Pandey, for example, we had 85 court cases all across India filed.
85?
Five court cases in India.
Okay.
Yeah. From issues like how can Mangal Pandey be shown drinking bhang? How can Mangal Pandey be shown visiting a brothel? How can Mangal Pandey, how can you not shoot in Balia? So, so we are what was it called? Argumentative Indians, you know, finally.
Okay. You know, do you feel the 22-year-old long struggle by Manji and then the whole media glare around his story and now your film, which has again, you know, is bringing that story to so many people. Do you feel it really has made or can make a difference to the lives of the people in Gehlore?
Lives of many people are governed by many, many forces. As a filmmaker, all I can do is, on one hand, bring attention to something that has happened. On the other hand, share it with as many people as I can in the best possible manner. And that's what we want to do.
Okay. And despite the road which her father-in-law cut through the mountain, Manji's daughter-in-law has also,
died yeah.
In similar circumstances as his wife for lack of access to health care.
Yeah.
Yeah, in maternity, yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
So, what do you make of that?
That region is one of the poorest regions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
After 60 years, when we went there, we were shocked to see that people were still living as if they were living 100 years ago. There's no electricity. But we used to climb the mountain every day. The moment the sun set, all you could see is darkness on both sides of the mountain up to the horizon. Yeah. Rocky terrain. Poor people, villages devoid of working age men. Villages just full of old men and women and children. So it's that kind of a landscape, Naxal infested area. So it is the poorest of the poor region in the country. And it is shocking to see how neglected they are even after so many years.
So, development has often come to mean, you know, that you have infrastructural things like multi-lane highways, big dams, malls, multiplexes. That's what development has come to mean, at least for the past that be so long. Would you agree little has changed for the poor from Jeevo in Bhavni Bhavai to...
Well, it's true. I mean, the growth has meant a greater concentration in the hands of the fewest of the few, rather than percolating it to the widest of the and the most number of people. That has been a very skewed model of development, and we know it all, and we can see it all around us. And that has to change if this country has to grow and develop in all its aspects.
So you've made films on the lives of Sardar Patel and Mangal Pandey in the past. How, vis-a-vis those films made on people who live, how is this film different in that sense?
One is that both these were films were somewhere on a much of a macro level films, much larger budgets, a much bigger scale. And this is actually a microcosm of that, but it is a similar kind of a spirit of making